A live reading, Suicide Imprint, will be presented at the Rosendale Theater on November 15th as part of the New Work Forum season, in which audience members receive free admission in exchange for their feedback. The reading is by seven women who participated in a writing workshop for suicide survivors, people who had lost someone they loved to suicide, and individuals who had attempted suicide. Next Tuesday night, the group will come together to transform a fearful, often taboo subject into knowledge and life experience that can be shared and understood. The first-person accounts they present are a testimony to what it is to lose a loved one or to almost lose oneself. Joining us this morning to tell us more, we welcome Maureen Cummins, who is a visual artist and writer whose current work, including her book in progress, explores the gendered history of mental health in America. Beverly D'Onofrio is the author of Riding in Cars with Boys, Looking for Mary, and Astonish. She lives and teaches writing in Woodstock, New York. And Denise Ranahan lives in Woodstock as well and has been working in the mental health field for 16 years. She's the director of wellness services at Mental Health Association in Ulster County and is the author of Institutional Eyes, a childhood revisited in the military. And it's a great pleasure to welcome the three of you to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
A delight to have you. Who would like to start in telling how this all came to be and originally the writing workshop that started it all?
That would be me, Joe.
All right.
Maureen. I'd say I started thinking about this idea about 5 years ago as I was working on my own book and also giving readings and being approached by so many people who had either lost a loved one to suicide or had experienced suicide ideation themselves. As one man came up to me and said, my father committed suicide and my thoughts often go in that direction as well. Mm-hmm. So to be having those encounters wasn't really something I had ever experienced before as an artist. And
you say that your mother committed suicide.
Oh, that's yes, what my mother committed suicide when I was a teenager. I also have had two previous ancestors who I never met who suicided. So much of my work was about my own personal history. And so encountering so many people, I had a fantasy of bringing them together in a writing workshop. And like a lot of my best ideas, I sort of was waiting for someone to come along and invite me and give me the money. And then finally I said, no, that's not going to happen. I really need to put this out into the world. And then it's kind of a funny story because I went to get grant money and to get a fiscal sponsor. So I started calling all of these mental health agencies and they weren't interested. They didn't want to work with an artist. They didn't return my phone calls. And then I contacted this woman. It was going to be my last phone call. And that's Denise Ranahan at MHA. And she was so enthusiastic, and she said, let's meet at Bread Alone, and we were talking for 2 hours. We had the same radical ideas about mental health and the mental health field. And then she knew Bev, who I'd seen at a reading, and I loved her work, and I was too afraid to even approach her, you know? And I thought, oh, I would love to work with her, or I'd love to meet her, and then it just all happened.
Denise, talk a little bit about this and how it works, how it fit into your work at the Ulster County Mental Health Association.
Okay, so we have a grant from the state that we get annually, and the wellness services is serving the community of people who have been diagnosed with a mental illness. We have been grateful that our CEO, Ellen Pentagar, has been open to these kind of ideas. We run all kinds of different workshops. We have groups for people who hear voices. We have workshops of people who've attempted suicide. We have had TMI, too much information, which mm-hmm. we're working on a documentary right now, based on our collaboration with Mental Health Association and Too Much Information. That'll be coming out next year. But these are live issues that affect everybody. So when Maureen came to me with this, I went to the CEO, Ellen Pendergar, and it was okay. It fit within our budget, and we were able to do it.
I'm about to ask a question that it's probably unfair because I don't expect you to know the numbers, but what is the percentage of people who successfully commit suicide who have been diagnosed with a mental illness? Do we know that number?
I don't know that number, no.
Yeah.
No, I do not know that number.
Meaning that we often just don't know, right?
No.
I mean, it's because so much of it goes undiagnosed.
Yes.
And unspoken about.
Right.
We gave a reading at the Golden Notebook, and at the end, I think it was Maureen said, I'm just curious how many people here know someone who committed suicide or tried to, and everybody did.
Yeah.
I mean, just people just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And most people, I think, at least consider it.
The other thing that happened, if you guys remember at that reading after the hands went up, was that somehow someone said something about, well, it's not just us, it's everyone. You know, everyone mm-hmm. knows someone.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little dangerous to start talking about and targeting those who are mentally, quote unquote, mentally ill and those who aren't, because
Correct.
It's exactly. an act of despair.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the key phrase in the suicide survivor community is never saw it coming. Well, none of us ever saw coming what happened the other day. And there's going to be tremendous despair. And this, it's like smog. Everyone breathes it in. You know, the despair that we all feel hits the most vulnerable people, and they are the ones who suicide. Or they're the ones who are trapped, who can't, you know, get into a sheltered little community like ours that's so nurturing and supportive, and or they can't get out of a bad marriage, or they can't mm-hmm. escape a stalker, etc. It's not just the mentally ill. And I don't want people to think, oh, well, to suicide is a sign or a definition of being mentally ill. People in Guantanamo Bay suicided. Women who get raped suicide. So mm-hmm. I think that's a healthier way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that people who are mentally ill do not suicide. They do. But I prefer to see it as something systemic, something that affects everyone.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would say that the major, absolute major cause of suicide is the disconnection and the hopelessness. And everybody has visited that place.
Yeah.
But some people live there. And when you have somebody who, myself, I'll give myself as an example, for a long period of time I was in the mental health system. I was very ill. I was despairing. I was hopeless. I didn't think anybody could help me. And eventually I tried to kill myself. And that's an ongoing thing. It's in our culture. It was there from a young age to an older age. Right now we have a very large portion of our society, the middle-aged men, who are losing their jobs, mm-hmm. who are getting despairing. Mm-hmm. But it's the disconnection. And this election is yeah. I mean, yeah. think about it. We are so yeah. disconnected one side from the other.
And it's feeling trapped, feeling yeah. like
trapped
you don't
completely.
Have choices, and that's
right.
the only choice.
And fear of the future.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to kill myself because I was afraid of what was going to happen to me if I stayed alive.
Mm-hmm. And people don't talk about it. I mean, that was the great thing about this workshop. There was a woman there who had never spoken about it before.
Yeah.
So through this event and through this reading, what do you hope to accomplish? Because I mean, part of it is just speaking about it.
Yeah, to take it out of the closet. Take the power away from it. Take things out of the dark and into the light, and invite other people to do the same, because it's keeping
because
those secrets
caused,
are
yeah.
never good.
And it makes connection. I mean, mm-hmm. when you have a reading like this, and you may have people sitting in the audience who are suicidal, and they're mm-hmm. hearing this, and then they're feeling that little tinge of connection mm-hmm. that's going to keep them hanging on another day.
Yeah.
Say, oh, wow, you went through that? I can't believe it. I thought I was all alone.
Right.
I thought I was the only one that felt this bad.
Mm-hmm. I want to add something else, which is that things have changed radically since I was a teenager and my mother suicided. My family didn't talk mm-hmm. about it. Our neighbors didn't talk about it. No one talked about it. And that has changed. There's this huge suicide prevention
mm-hmm.
Marches system in place, marches, information. Everyone is learning what the signs mm-hmm. of suicide are. But stories are a different thing. Stories are the human connection. hearing statistics does not make you break down and cry.
We've
given three, four of these readings, and people in the audience are crying. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is what Bev and Denise mean when they say the human connection. It, you know, it breaks your heart. It you see it in yourself, you know, you feel it.
We're just about out of time, but I am curious to give us an idea of just how the evening will be, will run next Tuesday night.
It's going to be intros by myself and by Ellen Pendergar, who Denise mentioned is the CEO of MHA, then the reading, and then Q&A afterwards.
And the readings are short. There are only 2 pages. Everybody wrote a 2-page piece, which culminated in a book, by the way. And so everyone's going to read their piece. And a couple people couldn't be there, so other very good readers are taking their place.
And can I just put one quick thing out
there?
At MHA, we do have a group now for people who are feeling suicidal, have suicided in the past. And so we're trying to address it and to have an open space for people to come who have these feelings.
The Mental Health Association
and it's
in Ulster County.
Yes, and it's a peer-run support group for people who are feeling
and
suicidal.
And it's free.
And it's free.
As was this workshop.
And it's run by people who have attempted suicide in the past.
7:15 is the start time. Artists New Work Forum presents Suicide Imprint. It's on Tuesday, November 15th at 7:15 at the Rosendale Theater Collective in Rosendale, New York. Denise, Beverly, Maureen, thank you so much for joining and sharing with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you,
Joe. Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.